There being no dissenting voice, I declare the motion carried.
That is the bill yesterday, the unanimous consent to ban conversion therapy. If you don't know, conversion therapy is a horrible practice where people are converted, or they attempt to convert them from their sexuality, usually gay or trans. And they try to fix them. It deeply damages people. There have been three. This is the third attempt to get this bill through. The reason for the applause and in some cases surprise, the conservatives and everybody in the House, everybody gave it unanimous consent. Here is the tourism minister, Randy Boisneau, who happens to be openly gay, reacting yesterday.
So I said, I dream of a day when our LGBTQ2 issues are no longer political footballs. And we are one day closer to that future.
Justice Minister David Lametti also added this.
It's an important day for Canadians. It's an important day to be who you are. It's an important day to love who you want to love. And it's an important day to express yourself and to understand yourself the way you are and the way you want to be.
I want to point out that just a few years ago, not that long ago, in the 2000s, there were Liberal cabinet ministers in the government who were opposed to gay marriage. I don't say that to condemn them. I say that because this particular issue, these LGBTQ issues, in particular gay marriage, has evolved and moved faster than the politicians have. So the politicians came around to where the public was, because as they saw the joy that it brought to their family members, the politicians came around from all parties. Now, if a person were to come out and say, I'm going to run for office and I'm opposed to gay marriage, I would think all parties, with the exception of the People's Party probably, would disqualify them as candidates. It's not that long ago that that was tolerable inside a cabinet. I think on this particular issue, we're seeing some of that. I want to get Gemma Hickey's take on this. They are a survivor of conversion therapy. Surprised and elated yesterday, Gemma. Gemma. Why were you surprised and elated yesterday?
Well, because it was unanimous in the House. And it was so surprising to us advocates that it was unanimous. And so that's why I was so elated. You know, I really feel, and I think you were right to point out just how far we've come as a country. And I feel like we've actually converted the country.
And I don't say that as a partisan issue, because lots of conservatives, the numbers tell us, the truth tells us that lots of conservatives have LGBTQ members of their family. There are LGBTQ members, of course, in the conservative caucus, you know, like, and so this is not an issue that is, it is just there are different reactions to where society is going. And I think it's fair to say that some parts of the Conservative Party are slower to come around. How do you view yesterday's move by them in particular on the spectrum of change in this country?
Well, you know, as Randy pointed out, he didn't want this to be an issue for parties to play political football. And I mean, the fact that gay and lesbian, queer people across the country have been used as political pawns over the years in campaign election issues, I feel like we're moving beyond that. I mean, now skeptics will say that the Conservative Party did this to perhaps place themselves as more progressive in terms of campaigning against the Liberals, but I'm choosing to be positive. I think this is a real win for us as a country. It's a real win for us as advocates who worked so hard. I mean, I'm 45 years old now, and I went to see a conversion therapist at 15. And about a year or so after, while I was still seeing that therapist, I attempted suicide as a result. And I survived. Many don't survive. And this is what launched me into activism. I've been an activist now for almost three decades. And I've been focusing on movements that were placing us as a community to have more societal recognition. Because back then, when I was younger, there was no political will. In fact, no one believed me that this type of so-called therapy actually existed in this country.
Yeah.
And so now we have the political will, and now Parliament did something about it, and it's so wonderful. I was in Ottawa on Monday for the press conference with Minister Lemenyi and Ian, and it was just incredible to see that bill being tabled and to be part of that process, and to just know that young people will be, you know, safe from now on, because conversion therapy is a silent killer.
Are you able to tell us about it? Were you, and I appreciate if it's too difficult to get into, you can say no, but were you with a person who was trying to coach you out of your sexuality, or did it go much further than that?
Well, it actually, you know, this type of therapy is a pseudo type therapy. And it's often, you know, rooted in faith and, you know, religious practices. And in particular, I went to see my doctor when I was dealing with this, when I was having feelings for girls at first. And, you know, I was raised Roman Catholic. And so I went to my doctor because, according to my church, I was sick. I was evil. Yeah. You know, it was wrong. And so I went to see my doctor, and I told him, you know, all the things I was thinking and feeling. And he referred me to this therapist. And so when I met with her and I told her what was happening, she told me that if I prayed hard enough, God could fix me. And that when I told her, she said to me that homosexuality was a premature sexuality, and that when I became fully mature sexually, I'd be heterosexual, and that I only liked girls because I wanted to be like them. There were characteristics about them that I wanted to be like. Right. But then when I explained to her, that was not the case, because I never wanted to be like a girl. In fact, I was assigned female at birth, and I recently transitioned at 38. And so, you know, to me, everything that she was saying felt wrong, you know? And so she prayed with me, and she made me read all these, you know, books on things that would back up her therapy, her practice. I mean, I do things like immerse myself in cold ice water. When I thought about girls, she told me to try to be intimate with people, boys. Yeah. You know, I tried everything, and when nothing
worked. And you're 15, right?
I was 15 years old. And when nothing worked, I tried to kill myself, and I had to spend the beginning of my senior year in high school in hospital recovering. Mm. And it was only when I did, you know, when I became an activist and I was doing things, I was getting involved in same-sex marriage, gender-neutral identification, I was in the media, that other people reached out to me, and that, you know, I got to know other survivors of conversion therapy. And we formed this incredible network to get us to where we are today. So it's a real win for us. And I'm really proud of all of us who survived, you know, because we honor the people that haven't survived by this work that we do.
For the skeptics listening right now who say that this is just for show and for politics and it doesn't really matter, what would you say to them?
It matters. It matters to those young people out there that are struggling, that are hanging on, that are living in the margins, that feel like they're alone. It matters that this country is going to make, and we're hopeful about the Senate, conversion therapy illegal. And we've been working for this for years. And as I said, it's a silent killer. And, you know, people have ended their lives tragically by suicide. And it's been a subtle practice. Therefore, we don't have all of the numbers of survivors out there and people that we've lost. But it's harmed so many of us. And you know what? I'm really proud of this country. And I'm so thrilled. I really appreciate the chance to chat with you today to talk about my experiences.
I'm glad you called. And very happy that we were able to talk to you on a big day. It's a big day yesterday and today. Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks a lot. No sweat. Cheers.
All right. Yeah. You don't have to agree, but that's real. That's real right there. That's real.